Before we move to this beautiful story of call, I want us to just listen again to some words that Paul was giving to the people in Corinth when he said, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And I had those words continually playing in my heart as I was reading the story of the call of Peter and Andrew and James and John, that how it must have looked rather foolish to everybody around them when they left exactly what they were doing to go and follow Jesus. So let's go back to that time and that place. Last week we were talking about a different form of call when John the Baptist had sent his disciples to go and check out this man named Jesus, and they checked him out and they went and followed him. Today we hear it a little bit differently. At this point, John the Baptist has been arrested, and his time of ministry in the world, his time of the work God had for him, is coming to an end. And Jesus is beginning to step into the light. As one fades, one is beginning to shine with the Holy Spirit that is his. And he leaves the Jerusalem area where all of that is happening. And I love what the scripture says. We talked about it this morning at Awakenings, that how he withdrew to Galilee and he made his home in Capernaum. He made his home in Capernaum. So we had a conversation about what does that mean? Did Jesus have a house? We almost got excited that maybe Jesus had a house. But what we realized is that made his home was, this was the launching pad. This was the place where Jesus' ministry always embarked from. That always there on the Sea of Galilee, things always were happening there at the shore. So on this particular day, what's happening there on the shore is that Jesus sees these fishermen and he invites them to follow him. Matthew offers us this vision of the light that has come into the world through Christ. So this is what I'm thinking. I don't know what you're thinking, because we had the stranger danger conversation already, that wait a minute, this might be a stranger. But what do you think would happen if Jesus was here right now? Do you think we would we know him? Would we experience all of who Jesus is? Jesus, fully human, fully divine. Would we know that this man in our presence is Christ? Scripture says these men knew it. They didn't know what they were getting into, which is, that's the foolishness part. They dropped their nets, dropped everything they knew, and followed Jesus. And Jesus says, I'm going to make you fish for people. But that's through the power of God, that what they did next is what God could do through them for their willingness to obey and surrender who they were to that call that Christ placed on their lives. They were willing to go in places they had no idea where they were going, to do a whole new set of things. Now, I don't fish often. I eat fish. I don't fish often. But I know that to fish, you need certain things. You need to know where the fish are. You need to have transportation to get there. So you need a boat most often. Some of you fish from the shore. You need bait. You need to know the best time to fish. There's a whole lot of things that go into fishing that they knew. But what do you think they knew about fishing for people? Yeah, about that much. Yeah. What do you know about how to fish for people? Now, people could say, well, we know how to attract people. But Jesus wasn't about attracting people. Jesus was about transforming lives. That the power of Christ, the power of God in our lives, is the power of salvation. That we move from a being who was connected to the world. Jesus calls us out of the tumult of that wild and crazy sea called the world. He calls us out of that place through the waters of our baptism into a new life in Christ. He calls us to be transformed through the power of God, not to be conformed to the world. So how do we, and I imagine, how do Peter and James and John, how do they know how to call people or how to invite them to this relationship with Christ? How do they fish for people? Well, remember, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that after this first initial call, he begins his work of ministry of proclaiming that good news to repent and believe that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand because Christ is in the world. Christ is the inbreaking of the kingdom of God. And it is still inbreaking in the world until Christ comes again and brings it to completion. So we too are called to make fishers of people. We are called to reach out to people, not to say, hey, you're going to get rich if you follow Jesus, or hey, you're going to be completely cured of whatever disease you have if you follow Jesus. We're here to tell them, if you follow the one who calls you out of the world into the world of light, out of the darkness into the light, your life, your whole being will be healed. You might not be cured, but you will be healed. You'll be healed of the things the world says you need, because you've got the one thing you need to live at peace in the world. But we're also called to proclaim this peace to one another. And I'm not going to talk too much about the Corinthian passage about the disunity in the world, because we don't have the answers of what it means to be united in Christ. We spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. We spend a lot of time trying to decide who is right and who is wrong, who has the best theology or theological understanding of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. But then, brothers and sisters, what we do is we take that and we use it against one another. We stand in a place that says, I have the right interpretation and you have the wrong. And tell me, how can we fish for people if the people see that the fishermen or fisher people, fisherwomen, the group that fishes for people, how can we be the ones they want to even be fished for? They might want to jump out of our boat rather than jump in our boat. When I think about that last scene when the disciples had that really bad time in the ship and couldn't get anything, and Jesus says, the other side, just go to that other side. And they bring in this huge haul of fish. Jesus says, repent and believe that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If we are the ones called, and anyone who is baptized is called into the body of Christ, called to be a disciple, called to fish for people, we are a called people. If we can't show them just a foretaste of the kingdom of heaven in this body of Christ, then will they want to even become a disciple of Jesus Christ? Peter, Andrew, James, and John saw this man walking beside the sea, and he said, come and follow me. And it might have looked rather foolish that they did it to those who were around. But for us, that foolishness became good news. The gospel is good news. May we be a little bit foolish. May we be a little bit undignified for the gospel of Jesus Christ. May we go to places we don't expect to go and proclaim a message of forgiveness, of salvation, May we be the ones who they look and they see Christ in us, and they are so excited that they immediately follow as the disciples followed Christ, because the disciples knew who he was. And may they know who Christ is through us. So let's be a little foolish, because it is good news. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.